浦东新区2021学年度第一学期期末质量检测高三英语。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Miss, can I have another cup of coffee?
Yes, but you have to drink it fast because we'll be landing in 15 minutes.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
2. The view from here is terrific. Look, that's where we had breakfast this morning.
You're right. I can see across the valley.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
3. Can I pay for this pair of glasses by credit card?
No, it's cash sale only.
Question.What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
4. I felt so embarrassed today. When the boss asked me a question, I couldn't think of a word to say.
I know the feeling. In situations like that, I often find myself at a loss for words.
Question. How would the man feel in the woman's situation?
5. Wow, this buffet looks fantastic. I can't wait to start eating.
Be careful. Don't overstuff yourself. Remember what happened last time you came here.
Question. What is the woman worried the man may do?
6. I'm glad Tim's gone. He was getting on my nerves.
I know he wouldn't stop talking through the movie.
Question. What was the woman's complaint about Tim?
7. I want to start investing some money toward my retirement years, but I'm not sure what would be best.
My brother is an investment manager. He helps people make the right investment choices.
Question.How will the woman help the man?
8. Mary was fortunate. Her uncle's loan paved the way for her to study at university.
Yes, she was. Now look at her. She has a great job with good prospects.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
9. I really enjoyed reading the hardcover novel. The unexpected ending touches my heart.
Really? Can you lend it to me?
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
10. When do you think you will be able to start your new position? Is next Monday okay?
I'm sorry.But I have not had the chance to inform my current boss about my quitting, and I think I have to give him 2 weeks' notice to find a replacement.
Question. What does the man mean?
section B. Directions. In section B, you'll hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation.And you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
There are few topics as debatable as our diet. no one wants to be told what to eat. Yet, food switching seems to be gaining popularity. More and more of us are interested in reducing the impact of our diet on the environment. Specifically, we want to eat less meat. While all-out vegetarianism is becoming more popular, it's still a minority position. A recent survey suggests that just 5% of adults in the UK and 3% in the US are vegetarian. Most don't want to eliminate animal products completely, but do want to cut back. This raises the question of not just how much meat we should eat, but what types. We often talk about steak, lamb chops, bacon and chicken as if they are on the level playing field. Just meat. But their impacts are vastly different. Per gram of protein, beef has almost 10 times the carbon footprint of chicken. It uses 23 times as much farmland. If we were to rank them in order, beef and lamb have the highest cost. Pork has significantly less. Chicken is even lower. And many types of fish are better still. This means that if you want to reduce the environmental footprint of your diet, substituting beef and lamb with chicken and fish gets you really far. In fact, this has a much larger impact than switching from eating moderate amounts of chicken to a vegetarian or vegan diet. That's the recommendation I give to most people. Eat less meat overall, but also replace the beefsteak with chicken or fish.
Listen again, please. There are few topics as debatable as our diet. No one wants to be told what to eat. Yet a food switching seems to be gaining popularity. More and more of us are interested in reducing the impact of our diet on the environment. Specifically, we want to eat less meat. While all-out vegetarianism is becoming more popular, it's still a minority position. A recent survey suggests that just 5% of adults in the UK and 3% in the US are vegetarian. Most don't want to eliminate animal products completely, but do want to cut back. This raises the question of not just how much meat we should eat, but what types. We often talk about steak, lamb chops, bacon and chicken as if they are on a level playing field. Just meat. But their impacts are vastly different. Per gram of protein, beef has almost 10 times the carbon footprint of chicken. It uses 23 times as much farmland. If we were to rank them in order, beef and lamb have the highest cost. Pork has significantly less. Chicken is even lower. And many types of fish are better still. This means that if you want to reduce the environmental footprint of your diet, substituting beef and lamb with chicken and fish gets you really far. In fact, this has a much larger impact than switching from eating moderate amounts of chicken to a vegetarian or vegan diet. That's the recommendation I give to most people. Eat less meat overall, but also replace the beefsteak with chicken or fish.
Question 11. Why do people want to eat less meat?
Question 12. Which of the following foods probably has the greatest impact on the environment?
Question 13. According to the passage, what does the speaker suggest we do?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Like so many nature films these days, the film Escape from Extinction begins with the bad news. A lot of global headlines highlighting the bad effect of oil spills and extreme weather on life on Earth. This particular film, directed by Matthew R. Brady, then focuses on species threatened by the sixth mass extinction event. It soon becomes different from other environmental films, because of its unique opinion on the best way forward, zoos. Actress Helen Mirren assures us that zoos have changed. She says, once connected with exhibition and entertainment, modern zoological facilities are leaders in the fight against mass extinction. Even if that connection passes you by, it is impossible to ignore the support for zoos throughout the world. As the American Humane President Robin Gensert says, the only reason certain species are alive today is that zoos have saved them from extinction. They are even supported in other areas such as marine life. People repeatedly refer to zoological facilities in order to make zoos sound like the reasonable, scientific choice. The one thing the film does do well is to make the problem of extinction feel urgent. It also calls for action over sympathy. Mirren adds that repairing the damage we've done to the environment requires more than abstract inspiration. However, for me, despite the film's central message that the coming ecological collapse calls for the need for zoos, what is in urgent demand is a restructuring of the economy, environmental protection, and the restoration, and the will to act now.
Listen again, please. Like so many nature films these days, the film Escape from Extinction begins with the bad news. A lot of global headlines highlighting the bad effect of oil spills and extreme weather on life on Earth. This particular film, directed by Matthew R. Brady, then focuses on species threatened by the sixth mass extinction event. It soon becomes different from other environmental films because of its unique opinion on the best way forward, zoos. Actress Helen Mirren assures us that zoos have changed. She says, once connected with exhibition and entertainment, modern zoological facilities are leaders in the fight against mass extinction. Even if that connection passes you by, it is impossible to ignore the support for zoos throughout the world. As American Humane President Robin Gensert says, the only reason certain species are alive today is that zoos have saved some from extinction. They're even supported in other areas such as marine life. People repeatedly refer to zoological facilities in order to make zoos sound like the reasonable scientific choice. The one thing the film does do well is to make the problem of extinction feel urgent. It also calls for action over sympathy. Mirren adds that repairing the damage we've done to the environment requires more than abstract inspiration. However, for me, despite the film's central message that the coming ecological collapse calls for the need for zoos, what is in urgent demand is a restructuring of the economy, environmental protection and restoration, and the will to act now.
Question 14. Which of the following is the most important to the fight against mass extinction?
Question 15. How does the speaker like the film?
Question 16. What is the passage mainly about?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Linda, you are what is called a vlogger. You put online videos that you've made for people to watch, in your case about environmental issues. How did you learn to do that?
At university, my department was running these courses for helping people become vloggers, so I went along to those. There is so much stuff about it online, but I just found it confusing.
Why did you choose to focus on environmental issues?
It's just something that I have believed is vital for ages, and I think too little is being done, so I wanted to help.
What's your major? Is it related to your major?
It's not connected to what I am studying at university, so it wasn't like I got advice from any of my classmates.
How did you feel when your videos first became a hit?
I was expecting to only have a few people watching regularly for years. I couldn't believe how wrong I was about this.
Do you have any tips for those who are interested in vlogging? For example, how often should people upload videos if they want to become successful?
Well, it's not about the more the better, because people will soon get bored, and it will also be hard for you to come up with new ideas.
Say once a month?
That's not going to work either. In my opinion, aiming for weekly is probably frequent enough.
I see. By the way, what's your latest video about?
I've just finished a series, encouraging more people to use buses and trains rather than their cars. But I'll be moving on how to reuse things we usually throw away like glass and plastic.
That is amazing. Good luck. Thanks, Linda.
Listen again, please.
Linda, you are what is called a vlogger. You put online videos that you've made for people to watch. In your case, about environmental issues. How did you learn to do that?
At university, my department was running these courses for helping people become vloggers, so I went along to those. There is so much stuff about it online, but I just found it confusing.
Why did you choose to focus on environmental issues?
It's just something that I have believed is vital for ages, and I think too little is being done, so I wanted to help.
What's your major? Is it related to your major?
It's not connected to what I am studying at university, so it wasn't like I got advice from any of my classmates.
How did you feel when your videos first became a hit?
I was expecting to only have a few people watching regularly for years. I couldn't believe how wrong I was about this.
Do you have any tips for those who are interested in vlogging? For example, how often should people upload videos if they want to become successful?
Well, it's not about the more the better, because people will soon get bored, and it will also be hard for you to come up with new ideas.
Say once a month?
That's not going to work either. In my opinion, aiming for weekly is probably frequent enough.
I see. By the way, what's your latest video about?
I've just finished a series, encouraging more people to use buses and trains rather than their cars. But I'll be moving on how to reuse things we usually throw away like glass and plastic.
That is amazing. Good luck. Thanks, Linda.
Question 17. How did the woman learn to make vlogs?
Question 18. According to the woman, why does she focus on environmental issues?
Question 19. How did the woman feel when her vlogs first became a hit?
Question 20. What can be inferred from the conversation?
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。